Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to teach you to build balance. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered.
Defeat will not be in my creed.
I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house and in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion.
History will remember me. I will not let worry about him being kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got. Because who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing. That doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable, little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Well, good evening, good world. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Like tonight gonna be slow. Ain't got nobody on the mic, really. But, try to get some people in to, get some reports from over the weekend and see what happened at some of these races. I don't know what went on at the Dunyan race. We had that going on. We had a couple of other races going on. I don't know what went on up north or anything. I'm kind of traveling in the blind right now because I had to do a little hospital time this weekend, so I was kind of down a little bit, so I didn't get all the information that I needed, so we had to go from there. All I can say is it's just another great day because we're still here. We're able to do this thing. And, you know, I just say like this here, they got the rules of the show, you know, the no mutant mic, the no snitching, the whatever, the other stuff they say or whatever, because I'm just filling in. I'm not your regular host. And trying to get somebody on this show to help me, you know what I'm saying, with this thing, because I don't know what's going on up there for you guys. I'm just here to run the board. I'm doing the best I can right now. Let me see if I can get somebody to just bear with me. I'm just see if I can get somebody to come on the show. Just working with a few things here. Just bear with me. Just bear with me. Trying to see if I can get a few people here. I see a couple more people calling in. We're going to get some people on here in a minute. Just, I guess they're still traveling from yesterday because, you know, they had a pretty decent turnout for Dunya down there yesterday. So I guess that they got it going on with him. Hopefully he'll be back. Tate will be back. Then they got the trick-or-treat thing down there that they all planning for, so, you know what I'm saying? But this week, not next weekend, you got the World Brewers Nationals, and then as we speak, Big Drag got a show going on over there, and where is this show at anyway? Well, it's up here somewhere, up there somewhere. He got a show going on. I don't know what's all to it or anything with that, so like a lot of people or going to those shows, so, you know, we got a whole lot for a few, and we should get a few good reports and everything. Junior, is that you on the show with that number? If it is, put your hand up for me, please. I guess not. He didn't put his hand up, so. Let's continue on and see what we got going on here. You know, I'm not from the Detroit, Chicago, or any of them type areas. I'm from right down there in little old Mississippi. That's why the name Quicker Letter fits so good. Down over in Gulfport down there. And they got racing going on in Hattiesburg, but you know what I'm saying? That's people that very few people up that area would know about. But there's a bunch of local guys. And I heard they're getting it in up there, too. So, Atmore raced yesterday. They had a good race at Atmore yesterday. Atmore's going again today. I don't know who else. I know, let's see, Hasbro, Atmore. I want to say they had a race up in Canton also today. And, it's been pretty good, you know what I'm saying? The local racing has been pretty good around here. And then, you know, as we know, we get it in a lot longer than the North do, so we just have to do what we can do and do it while we can do it because even North Mississippi gets to be like somewhat like, you know, the North up there in the Midwest. It gets snow and different things. They shut down at a certain time also. And a lot of those guys, we set the program down until the springtime or whatever. And then they'll come back, you know, and you know, but down here on this end here, we race year round basically, you know what I'm saying, weather permitting. You know what I'm saying? We had a rainy day and some days we have when it get really, really too cold, but other than that during the heart of the winter, we still have some 60 and 70 degree days that we go racing on. So, you know what I'm saying? We have a good climate here. It's a nice climate. I enjoy it. Ain't that Shorty? Shorty, that's you. Put your hand up if that's you. Yeah, there we go. I got somebody.
Yo,
Shorty, do you hear me?
Let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood.
Hey, Mr. Sean, how you doing? Hello? Oh, man, don't tell me this boy acting crazy. Sean, can you hear me? Mic is open. I can't hear nothing, but the mic is open. Try it again. Hey. Yeah, it's coming through now. I can hear you now. How you doing this evening? Mr. Shorty? I heard you for a second. What's going on with this thing? It's acting crazy again.
Muting. They keep muting and I'm muting.
Yeah, that's what
they
I'm saying.
Keep muting.
Oh, that's what
they mute and then
I'm mute. Okay. Well, I was trying to clear the channel up because I was hearing, you know, you would say something, then it would just go dead.
Right.
Yeah. How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm mad this evening, brother, because I was supposed to be at that race, that drags race, man, with my car. But you know, when you try to have race car, you gotta have more than one person with you. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Some things I don't know, some things I do know. You know, I couldn't get nobody to come over and help me set the valves on this motor, and so you know I go ahead and do the rest of the stuff, the fittings and all that type of stuff. I know how to do all that. Come to find out, man, I bought a pump out of a swap meet.
Uh-huh.
And one of mine told me to just go ahead and go through the damn pump, man, just to see if it worked and everything else. Man, I put some fuel in the car, man. It's leaking all through the fucking pump. Leaking through the pump. I'm leaking through the pump, leaking through the damn fuel tank, man, the 5-gallon fuel tank, leaking through that. I ain't got everything done. Got the wires done, stayed up down there all night trying to get it done. I said, okay. You know, I said, fuck it, I'm going to meet drag up there. I'll probably get somebody to be able to do it up there. I said, well, let me put some fuel in there. Thank God I didn't take that car all the way over there and then try to put some damn fuel in there, man. That's man, it costs. That's a lot of goddamn money, bro.
You ain't
recouping that demonstration back. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And I heard it was a doozy out there, too. A couple of my guys are out there with their cars. I hear that, what's that boy, the preacher boy, got his ass whooped by my boy, that Camaro out there. He got whooped and tried to call the man all out of his name, I heard. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, stupid mug, man. Oh, he got that ass whooping out there, though.
And
yeah, man. Tree Lug was supposed to go down with one of my guys. I guess that didn't manifest. You know what I'm saying? So, but other than that, I heard it was a good time out there. People had a damn good time out there.
Yep. I understand that. Hey, Timo, I see you on here, man. Hit the one button. Come on in. Oh, is that Chemo? No, that's not Chemo. I'm sorry. I thought that was Chemo. That's not him. Yeah, Mr. Shorty. They said that they had a real good turnout down there on Dunya's race down in Georgia there. They I saw it on Facebook. They said they had a real good turnout down there.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, down south, they always going to have a good turnout because, you know, they got that all year long. You know, I don't focus on the stuff down south because it's always good. Drag racing is always good down there, no matter what.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm just speaking on that because, you know what I'm saying, that was a benefit race for Dunya. That's what I'm speaking on that all about, you know what I'm saying, because that was him because, you know, he basically just, you know, lost his car down there. Well, down here, in Mississippi, he lost his car down here, and they put on that benefit race for him. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be honest, man. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, you know, to help that brother out. You know what I'm saying? If you can get the drag community to stop having so much animosity towards each other and do the drag thing like it's supposed to be done, you know, basically as a competition, you know what I'm saying? That's basically all it's supposed to be. But, you know, some people, you know, they wear their emotions on their sleeves, and if you touch them, you hurt them. So, you know, it's some people don't need a race. I just say it that way.
But you're absolutely right. You know what? I think what it is that, you know, the most common folk, and even the ones that don't even really know how to take it, you know, they take the grudge thing to a different level. They really think they are changing the game, but a lot of times you're putting the game down just trying to be a gangster when you know you're really not one. And I think our people, period, man, need to get out that mentality about being a damn gangster, about being tough. And you start putting that Superman on your chest, dude, you got the answer to that. you know what I'm saying? You knocking on the door. And when the man opened the door, you better be prepared for it. I think that's where we at here. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop thinking that the next man is tougher than them. I got five brothers. I got one brother. I got to strap up. I got to do all that. I got to go racing, man. It's racing. Everybody down here to have some fun at the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's all about, like Uncle Larry said, come together, fellowship, you know what I'm saying? Come there, do some racing, have a good time, eat, drink, be married, and then go home to your families. That's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. Life is about doing what you can to be successful and having a good time trying to do it, you know what I'm saying? There's going to come hard times with it, but you know what I'm saying? You just take the bitter with the sweet and you carry on, man, you know what I'm saying? Let what's gone yesterday stay yesterday and look forward to tomorrow and bring something new into it, you know what I'm saying? And try to bring it in positively, not you know, like you said, with all that negativity. Because that negativity is really what's bringing us down, man. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but, you know, that negativity is being taught to us throughout the years, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say by our parents. Some people's parents do teach them negativity, but society teaches you that. That's the way the society is designed, to teach you negativity, and especially for people that look like you and me, you know what I'm saying? It's like, y'all don't need nothing no way, and we want to give you nothing, you know what I'm saying? That's what the other people say. We don't give you nothing no way. We're going to always, you know, give you just enough to where we'll get one of y'all a little more than the other one to make him look good, and everybody else going to hate on him, and that's going to, you know what I'm saying, it manifested itself to the point that we got now.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
I got a new caller, Mr. Shaw. Let me bring him in right quick. 313-7173. Good morning, Shaw.
What up, Cook Lado? What's going on, people?
Hey. What's up, now?
You all right?
Yeah, man. We're trying to get this show thing going, man. We just generalizing and everything until we can get somebody on here that can talk about what's going on at the race. What happened at the race, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
You know, I really don't have any information. I've been down, so I would have had a lot of information, but, you know what I'm saying, I've been back and forth to the hospital. I've been down, bro.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. You okay now?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Appreciate it. Thank you for asking.
Okay, so we just waiting on some updates on what happened at the race, huh?
That, and if anybody, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know, always with me on this show, especially me, and then, you know, I don't really have a topic, but if you guys want to come up with a topic or anything you want to talk about, come on and talk to me, you know what I'm saying? I got Mr. Indiana Shorty, he came on and he talked to me, and I was asking him about, did he know anything? He was telling me about his problems that he was having yesterday with his car, and, you know what I'm saying, we were just generalizing, that's all we're doing.
Oh, that's Indiana Shorty?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, bro?
Mr. Shorty?
Yeah.
Come off of mute.
Nah, this, go ahead. It's smooth. Go ahead. What's happening?
Oh, it's smooth. Okay. Oh, I thought that was Shorty. That was smooth. Yeah,
that
is smooth.
Yeah,
it's
smooth, man. It's smooth.
I thought what you were
up,
Shorty. I'm sorry.
I'm good, brother. I'm good, man. How you feeling yourself?
I'm good, man. I ain't talked to you in a while. You been all right?
Man, I just told Cook to let it hit, man. I tried to get this top at the track today. Man, I was all night trying to get some things going on. I finally got some stuff going on myself, and then when finally, you know, I just said we're going to put it on the trailer. You know, I'm going to get one of the brothers to, you know, set my valves when I get to the track. And then
uh-huh.
I said, well, let me put some fuel in the car. And I turned around, put some fuel in the car, man, the pump is leaking. The gas, the fuel tank is leaking. And I'm like,
oh, man.
Yeah, so.
If it ain't one thing, it's another, ain't it?
It ain't one thing, it's another, man. I said, damn. But you know what that is? That's me being so anxious to get there. And even though I did do some of my due diligence to go through the motions, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't working out for me. Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, you gotta take your time. And that's a job in itself, making yourself slow down, knock this out, get this out the way. Getting your ducks all in order and... Before you know it, then you'll have the car together. But
yeah.
But that temptation, man, makes us want to get out there and do this and race, and we make a mistake, and it can be real costly.
Mhm. For sure. I'm just selling it down now, but I it is what it is. I've accepted it. I'm moving on. So, you know, we'll figure out what we do next week and the week after. You know what I'm saying? It's a setback, but you know, we can handle that.
Yeah, you can. You ain't never tried adjusting the valve yourself?
Well, I can do a little bit of that, but I'm not good at it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm learning a lot of stuff on my own car. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning a whole lot of stuff on it. Some things I know how to do. Some things I'm just not going to mess with. You know, I'm going to try to learn it. You know what I'm saying? But no, I don't really know how to do them that well. You know?
Okay.
I know how to get top dead center and see the fact that I don't have a cam car, so... You know, when the motor was done, a lot of these engine guys, and this is something to know, because a lot of times when you get your engine built by somebody, you ever notice they don't give you the cam card? By the time you get the motor, you're so excited about all that, you don't get the cam card. So you got to go through the motions trying to get the cam card and all that type of shit. So I didn't even know exactly where the valve's at, you know what I'm saying, whether it's going to be at 25 or 22 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I
had to go through that same thing too, Smooth, over my years of experience, and I end up, the guy wouldn't give me my cam card, so I end up taking the cam out.
Go ahead, finish up.
Take me,
I got
key
my
and if you look on the back of the cam, sometimes they engrave the company name, the valve spec, the load specs on it.
Right.
And then you can call Lenati, who has made that cam, and they'll give you all your specs.
Okay. So I think I might have to do that.
I looked up on the back of it, and it was a Lenati cam. It had the load lift. And it has the serial number, and they told me everything.
How you guys doing today?
What's happening?
What's going on, man? I'm listening to y'all. I'm talking about your engine builder won't give y'all cam specs. Y'all need to fire that motherfucker immediately.
Yeah, you, well, you, hey, look, hey, we ain't going back to him now. You know, that's the whole complaint, boss. I ain't going back. Shit, I'm learning stuff now. You know what I'm saying?
You run from that motherfucker. He's full of shit.
Yeah, look, the next one I go to, for sure, that's going to be in the contract. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things you don't know. I mean, you do stuff by yourself, man. You see, yeah, you know. You got to ask questions, man.
He's trying to hide.
For the first time in life, I have to agree with Kimo totally. If you got an individual that don't want to give you your camcorder specs on your end, there's something wrong with that dude. He's shady.
Well, you know what, Cookie Letter, to be honest with you, I didn't have my motor built in Illinois. I have my motor built down in South Carolina, right? So, you know, I get a chance to move around because I drive a truck. So a lot of times I get a chance to see a lot of these engine builders, run into them and all that type of thing like that. So I did it that way. And then when I had the motor sent up, all the information wasn't with it. You know, just calling the dude, you know, like, I'm going to send it to you. It's just one of them things, you know. And you get to a point where, okay, next time I go down to South Carolina, that's going to be a whole different story. But when you up here just trying to do things, I ain't got time to worry about that little shit. I said, I'll get somebody to figure it out for me. You know what I'm saying? I got people that know some stuff now.
Smooth, I'm going to tell you a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of people on here that know things about engines and different things like this here. But I'm gonna tell you a little secret, man. Some of these engine builders, man, they do tolerances so close, man. You know what I'm saying? So meticulously that you cannot afford to be $100,000 or $200,000 off. You know what I'm saying? On valve train adjustment and stuff. You've been a valve. They'll throw you to have to. You know what I'm saying? Been a valve, tap, a pistol, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That'll throw you to have to spend more and more money. Believe me when I tell you.
Oh, I believe it, man. Believe me, I believe it. You know what it is? A lot of times, man, this is the issue. Because we grudge racing, and even though we grudge racing, we call ourselves a family. Everybody, well, I think, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, I could tell somebody this is what I'm getting or what have you. They might not be looking out for my best interest. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you keep things to yourself until you figure it out. And that's basically, you know, how I came into this situation too. But, you know, I'm learning I can depend on certain people. I can ask and get a true question and stuff like that. Just like, you know, I'm talking to y'all now. You know, you're going to give me, you know what I'm saying, the right answer, because everybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, knows when it's right or wrong.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Go ahead.
Let's pop.
What kind of race information you got from this weekend, man? Come on now, shut up.
Oh, baby. Guess what, man? We was going, a few of the guys were going over the Street Outlaws, and they not going now, so guess what? We will be cracking White Devil Head at Milan's.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend we will be cracking White Devil Head. White Devil Head will be in Junior's trunk by the end of this Saturday, rolling around.
I heard that,
brother. Yeah. Yeah, my
well, I'm going to say this here, Kimo. We got a, since you said that, I got a couple calls in queue. And one of them popped up as soon as you start talking about that. So I'm gonna let that call in and see if he got something he wanna say about that. He's from your area, coach.
Hey,
313-9502.
Hey, trick it out. You line him up, we're gonna knock him down.
Huh?
Line him up, we knock him down.
313-9502, your mic is open.
What's up, Christian Ladder? Going down. Man, who on this motherfucker looking for young money, man?
Uh-oh. Hey, I got anonymous caller. They said they want a young money on the show. I don't know what they want a young money on the show for, but what's going on? We're trying to see what somebody has something on their mind. They wanted to holler at young money or something. Maybe they want y'all to talk about y'all benefit rate. I mean, y'all race.
Yeah, I just texted her. He probably on the letter now on the phone.
I got two more numbers here. I got
313-9248.
Your mic is open.
Yeah,
mine.
Uh-oh.
And I got another 313. Hey, who that looking for action? What they say, White Devil?
Oh yeah, we gonna kill that summer gun Saturday. Who was that?
I wasn't gonna let the cat out the hat, but he said he gonna race by our race. I ain't even told some guys in my count, but we got my motor. We got oil pressure. We finna do something with my car. We got a big block in that single carburetor.
Who is that?
The Cecil. This is my car.
Y'all money coming. So wait a minute, hold on.
Oh yeah, and I can't talk as much, but I'm gonna do some shakedowns. It's going down. Jimbo with Mark Crank car, Abe with his car. There's, you know, we coming
wait
right.
Wait a minute. Off the water.
I didn't stutter. This is Young Money takeover today. That's what's up. We got to get back out here right. We will be putting the motor in that bitch probably tomorrow. That's why I said I ain't got oil pressure, but the motor ready to go in, everything's straight. All we got to do is put the bitch in. That's it.
Okay.
Big block, one carburetor. It's going down.
Put the letter. Now, I got to let you know, these are some of the baddest motherfuckers in Michigan, these Young Money guys, man.
It's going down.
I stay on YouTube.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Crickle, you got to behave now. Hey, Crickle, you got to behave. They might take over.
Hey, Aaron.
Take over the show now. You got to behave.
Aaron, you know I need you, my guy. You know I need you. 911. Could have tell you what's going on. I need you. 911. We're going to put that bitch in the car tomorrow.
Ooh, Young Money. They looking for Jimbo.
We going at them. I said, you know, we got to get the cartoon in and everything, but that's who I want to check it out with.
Hold on.
New mic over.
It's going down.
Your mic is over.
Hey, y'all, I just got a text. Say somebody got a October 3rd. They got small block T-body.
Street
car
and a Mustang looking for action for October 3rd.
Well, when I get Aaron, we put this motor and shit in, that's when we going to really go, you know, I can really talk shit. But, you know, we just getting the motor, it's ready, it's going in the car. So I could talk a little bit more than I was because, you know, I was quiet as hell. So I could talk now.
Wait a minute. Oh, I just got a text. They say you done got a motor from, you done got one of Sky's big blocks to put in there. You think you
well,
think you're
they should sit on side of that bitch then. Tell them to go on and sit on side of it.
They trying to play you, cut. I mean, they trying to play you off the water, so you got one of Sky's old big blocks.
Hey, Kimo, I wouldn't be talking shit if this motherfucker wasn't proven. So, you know, like I said, I got to keep semi quiet because we ain't got the motor in the car. We got the motor, but the motor ain't in the car yet. So all I got to do is just strap that bitch down and we going at it.
Damn. Uh-oh. Hey, wait a minute. You know, off the water, watch the ground some of these small fries before you jump out there and just start ringing.
I thought about fucking them boys up, but some of these niggas talk so much, I just been quiet and quiet, waiting for my turn. You know, good things come to those who wait. It's my turn. It's time for me to come back out.
Ooh.
And I got a bad motherfucker. I know it's a bad motherfucker.
Off the water. That's off the water talking, baby.
Young Money off the water.
That's That's Riverfront, y'all money right there, baby.
Hey, hey, Kimo, we changed the name of the car and everything.
Oh, shit.
Hey, can I get one of y'all to give out the information on the race that's coming up, the war race?
October 3rd, US 41, Morocco.
Hey, Shoes.
What up?
Shoes, call Cut.
I am. I'm calling.
He should be on the phone.
Yeah, let. You call Cut and
I text him.
Hey, Shoes, we finna go out to East Country, boy. Shoes, you know I told y'all I was gonna do it. It's on and popping, baby.
Yeah.
It's on and
popping. Hey, wait, hey. Hey, Shoes.
And we putting that bitch on
28. Y'all money looking for all cheap Michigan D-bodies. All Michigan Street D-bodies. That's from Shoes.
Yeah, that's true. All the G bodies, all the street cars. Come on out. October 3rd, US 41.
Let me see your case, father. All right, dude, I thought it was a
rat.
Shootout, $3,000. Come win, y'all.
We got grudge racing all day. We're trying to see right now if we're going to have a 28-29 shootout. Other than that, you know what I'm saying, the big main attraction, John Doe versus Charles Manson. I'm taking all bets, PayPal, whatever. Then you got King B coming from Texas. I'm trying to get the ruler over here. And a few more guys.
Oh, oh. Hey, what's up? Is your man coming? Yeah, we had on the phone the other day, Candy Crusher. Yeah.
Nah, he got a race that weekend. But he, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He trying to go down on a motherfucker ass this weekend coming up, though.
He going to 41 or he coming to Miami?
He
going to
be at 41.
Oh, okay. Boom. Candy Crusher. They've been doing a little bit of crushing lately. Oh, bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know your boy bowed down from Candy Crusher last week, right?
Oh. He bowed down from Candy Crusher.
Hey.
He bowed down.
Hey, I just got a text from a guy that said, tell Cecil to go sit down in peace. God damn. What the fuck? Don't kill me, Cecil.
Hey, Cecil, man, they think you a joke, man.
We're going to show the
Cecil, you think hard enough, you'll know who it is.
Whatever it is.
I don't know, Shoes. Let's Cecil go sit down and pee. God damn. No, I ain't read it right. He say, tell him to go pull up his skirt and go sit down and pee. God damn.
Cecil says it's on and popping. Watch out, man.
Yeah, it's on and popping, y'all.
You got a big iron for that motherfucker, boy.
Anybody leave Cecil alone now?
Hey, the nigga say he got one of Sky's stick locked in that bitch. He got one of old man Sky's stick locked over in that bitch. God damn. Well, these boys be hard on a nigga, don't they? I thought I heard Junebug on here. Oh, Junebug on. We'll cut White Devil head off this motherfucking weekend.
What y'all gonna race him with, Lil Junior?
The Truth, a.k.a. Cold Blooded.
Oh, shit, that's Junior car.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he racing with Junior car, huh?
Yeah, they thought they had me. Hey, Steve called the other day when Junior said he was going to the Street Outlaws talking shit. Now, you got to play Charlie. Street Outlaws Council, guess what? It's on it tracking on Charlie's ass.
Street Outlaws. Cancel.
Get Charlie on the phone, man.
Yeah, get Charlie on. I so want to hear his
voice. Hey, hold on. Street Outlaws canceled?
Yeah,
they canceled, man. Oh,
man, you know my man Candy Crush is still looking for Jimbo.
Oh, yeah, Jimbo will be here. Put something on Lil Bo's ass. Jimbo will be here.
Yeah, Jimbo and Mark Crank, beware. Young Money got something up their sleeve for their ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, for that gold, too.
Take on my gas station.
We done with that bitch. It's going to be silver, too.
they call it gold, too?
Yeah, they call it motherfucking gold, too.
Damn. Gold digging gold too. Hey, now that might be a race. Gold digging gold too.
Well, we're killed.
Dollar Kill goes too?
Hell yeah. We're going to beat them with Cecil.
Ooh,
yeah.
Gold diggers. Until
those
gold diggers come out for
it, it'll
be hell for some guys, huh?
Yeah, well, head hit the scene. Ooh.
She will say good things come and go that way,
baby. Yes, sir.
Hey, put the letter. I thought he got an automatic now.
Yeah, in the he's still 5-speed in the GTO.
Well, man, Mr. 5-speed ain't killed nothing up north of the fucking Mason-Dixon.
Hey, he beat Mr. Wood in two or three times now.
Okay, so Mr. Wood and them. Mr. 5-speed must need some money. He must need some money. They say he's called Wood. He get broke.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah, I'm
Kimo.
Listening to what's on your mind. Yeah.
You want me to call him?
Huh?
Do you want me to call him?
Yeah, I need to ask
them. Yeah, get all them guys on the phone.
I need to ask them.
Hold on, y'all. Let's see if he's busy. Hey, Kimo, hold the show down while I talk to him right quick.
Go.
There's money still on here.
Shoes, I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
So
it's on the pop. Shit, things go right. We might can make it up there with that, the next race.
I'm just gonna be nasty too. Ooh wee.
And make sure we put that bitch on the 28th.
Yep.
28th. I'm gonna get that bitch painted. I'm gonna try to get it painted tomorrow. We don't put the motor in that bitch.
Yo, Brooklyn Ladder, did you get Mr. 5-speed on? I had a little business to take care of.
He wanted you to watch the show.
What you say,
Mom? He said you watch the show till he come right back.
No, it's all good. 5-speed on. Oh. Hey, yeah, baby. Hey, ain't nobody coming over from Chicago this weekend or what?
Right on the car, too.
Everybody's gonna stay at home, huh?
I
hope they don't be tardy to the party now. Trying to be a party.
I got my whole bankroll. Ain't nobody gonna know about this merch. It's
nighttime. Hey, you know what? They need to, if they Tim and Leon together, if they don't get kicked off, man. Big Tim, I think that would be a race for Big Tim to kick it off.
Leon said he ready to go. He waiting on Tim Hall.
Yeah, we can get him in there for October 3rd,
man. Y'all say Leon say he ready to go.
He ready to go.
What's Tim Hall said? He ain't did a grudge race all year. He want to change all the rules. And he won't even race.
Last three years, man.
Want you to change every goddamn thing. He still ain't ready.
Hey, man, Tim say he just got a couple more things to do, baby. Y'all ain't gonna be talking to him like that.
He get down better than Charles Manson, though.
Hey. I guess you got a point there, Stu.
Oh, can't even get down to this. They might need to use Tim House for the grudge racing car.
I'm gonna, after this weekend, if they don't come out and if they come out and can't get down, I'm gonna start tuning that motherfucker for them. Hey, I'm gonna tune that bitch free of charge, baby. They ain't got to pay me nothing, man.
Bub tuning that motherfucker.
They say Bub tuning it. Oh, no wonder they can't get off the start line.
Bub is fine.
First class fine. Oh, my God. They say Leon the Blue One. Tell me that ain't true. Tell me that ain't true. They say Leon the Blowed Up. Tell me it ain't true. Hey, Crooked Ladder. You need Crooked Ladder to get
Leon the Blue One, man.
They say Leon the Blue and Spark. Oh, my God. Leon the Blow Up. Hey, Texas, when did Leon blow up? Please give me some information on this Leon Blow Up.
What that three bug at, man? We've been thinking about taking a break from three bug in the Nova or something, man. Where you at?
Wait a minute. They say Leon rolled up in Alabama. Oh, at Milan. They blew up.
Milan.
Nobody took his car home. They blew up at Milan. Nobody took his car home.
Oh yeah, that's when he was jumping up and down saying it was for sale. He was having a silver card. He said it's for sale.
Ah, it was for sale because he blowed up.
It was for sale before he blowed up. Well, who he raced at Myler? He said it was working all fine, and then he went down and raced somebody, and it wasn't acting right. He said he's sick of
it. Oh, he raced Predator.
Yeah, he raced Predator. Got his name. Predator had him jumping up and down. He had a satchel.
Hey, they say sparks flew everywhere at the end. I ain't see the race. They say Predator made him blow it up. God damn. You threw that motherfucker up at Island?
Yep,
I got Leon Ross, baby.
Hey, Jeff's on here trying to come out. He was ready to lock in.
Who's that?
Leon. Remember he was trying to lock somebody in?
I ain't know
the wheel. He's talking shit to little wheel.
Hey. Say Leon say that one. He ain't grow up. That was just a flywheel.
Yeah, I don't think he blew up. I think he said he was mad. He said he gonna get him a tuner. That's why he left.
Oh.
He was like, this box is too much.
Yeah, he was jumping up and down saying the car wasn't acting right. He didn't blow it up.
He said that box.
Yeah, he had a bunch of Predator dick in him.
Leon crazy, man. We got to get that boy some help, man. That boy be trying, though, because he'll tell you, I'm going to get on your ass off the trailer. I'm going to get with you off the trailer, baby. That's why I love to hear him say that one, boy. He's serious. That motherfucker get on. Hey, 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 I'm going to get on your ass off the trailer.
It sounds just like you do.
Yeah, we got to be serious in a heart attack, baby. Uh-oh, somebody got there.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, we here. What's happening? Who that?
You know, the king is I. All hail me. Kimo.
I'm already on the phone. Who is that?
Pray that you give Leek and Leon.
Hello.
Hello.
You fucking up, Squinchy.
I said, I pray that y'all give Tim House. That ain't my phone.
Yes, it is.
Kimo.
I'm talking about you in my life.
Yo, shut up.
Who's
that? That's Leon,
hey, Kimo, stop talking. Kimo. Stop talking shit about me and you racing, motherfucker. We on our way from the track now. I ain't blowed up shit.
Hey.
Why you talking,
hey,
motherfucker?
Man.
Now, you know, hey, Kimo, listen to me. Look at your phone. We just left Byron, motherfucker. So stop worrying about me blowing up. I ain't blowed up shit.
Hey, Leon, I just made a pass.
Go look at your video. Hey, Kimo, look at your video while they tell you what I'm doing.
I just sent you a video. Don't kill the messenger.
Kimo, for two weeks, he showed me on my ass, but you need to get your coffee, so, man. Stop the bullshit.
Hey, Leon, you know I ain't said
to
you. I thought you
were cool. Hey, that's idea. I've been on the show. I'm listening to you. I heard you.
Kimo,
catch them motherfuckers back and tell them get them a weak ass lane, bitch. I'm back together, bruh. I blowed up. I'm back together. And you got the video.
Hey, Leon, I'll take that lane.
I will jump in there and push you.
I will set your mouth on fire.
Come on, Leon. No, you won't. Hey, Squinty, get your ass down here.
What's see you Saturday, player. What you want to do?
Get your ass down here Saturday. 41.
41? Wrong. Hey, yes. Look, 41, what you want to do? 5 on what? 1,000 on what? How you want to do it? Run with your bro. You hot sauce against your car. Your fire.
I don't pick my. What's Camaro? I got 2 Camaros now. Since they say I sold.
I thought you had got that convertible car.
I got another Camaro too.
Wait a minute.
I got a new car, man.
You got a new car.
They be telling me wrong shit.
I'm trying to race your Camaro.
There's a great car put out right now. We're on our way for the second.
Oh, man, what's the other car?
A 68 Camaro.
That's all you going to tell me?
That's all you need to know. If you want to run.
Damn, that bitch might be a tube chassis carbon fiber tow mod. I mean, shit, there's a lot of shit you can do to it. That's a hell of a generalization. I'm trying to, shit. I ain't going to shit blind. You know how hot sauce is.
Hey, Kimo. You got the video.
What's up,
Leon?
Something going on with the show.
But that's somebody's phone.
Hey, man, we got all the bars. We on the highway.
Twinsies or Leon's, one of them. They didn't do it until they came off. No.
It ain't mine.
I'm a mute, though.
Twinsies on my line.
Man, y'all gonna lock in, man, or what?
Trying to lock him in. If you tell me what the car
sit
like, I ain't
ready to go. It's a Camaro, man. It's a Camaro, back half Camaro, man, with big tires on it.
Back half, this
Camaro.
Is it a big block car?
Come on, man. I got the same motor Squinty got in his car.
Oh, you got a 499 cubic inch of that bitch?
I got a motor like yours that look like yours.
It's a lot of motors look like mine. One of my dump trucks that look like mine, Leon. So what the fuck you telling me?
I got a Camaro, man. We're on our way back with
Leon,
We got my car, we got new cars, you know, people.
You might know somebody that you can get on with. Man, I'm not racing a ghost, man. This ain't.
It's a new car.
I race Three Lug in his Firebird. I will race you in your gray car, or I'll race Scandal, that burgundy car. If any three of them from Chicago want me to spill their blood through their heads, let me know. That ghost shit, I'm not dumb shit.
Alright.
I figured you would do that.
I'm fooling, but he got cold by the time they get that.
Yeah, how you gonna wanna race me with some shit
I got a back half car with big tires and woolly bars on it, man. I got a new car. I just got done testing it today. That's all I'm gonna give, man. You wanna run that? I'll run that lock in for this Saturday at 41. Ain't none of that. I ain't got to tell anybody.
I'll tell you what, I see you at 41. If I like what I see, then we'll see some.
I like that. I'm gonna tell you some other shit. I'm gonna come off that trailer. I don't even need no shit down. I like that.
You gonna come off the trailer?
Yeah. Cool, right here.
Yeah,
right.
That's
getting
mighty.
We just leave the
chat.
Hold on. Cool, Freddie talking that shit won't bad enough to happen to me. I'm blowing my load up. We on our way from the track. Okay. Come on, y'all. Hello?
Yeah. Somebody so fucked up. I can barely hear.
I don't know. That gotta be the show going. I don't see it. No, they fucked my cookies up, man. He got the last cookie. He had to wait for the cookies. You know I gotta have my chocolate chips. Hey, see, look, Kimo on the show talking about how to blow it up, man. And he ain't doing no motherfucking racing, man. That's what I just said. And then Swiffer trying to draw me, goddammit. I told him I got a big time back half Camaro with Willie Vibes on it. He said, me, Daniel, him, and they want the brakes from your car with a loader. Somebody look at that. Yeah. I done blowed up, but we on our way back home from the track. I just sent them a video and showed them I blowed up. Hello? Hey, what's going up in my cell?
Where everybody go?
I don't know. Good.
What up?
Oh.
What was that?
That wasn't your phone, man. That had to be somebody else's phone making that fucking noise.
Yeah, I wasn't mad, but I'm on your line and my phone clear.
Timo!
Hey, what's up, Tim at? Can't anybody get him on the line? Hello?
I don't know what the fuck happened, huh?
Oh, the show, hey, we ain't on the show no more?
We can't be. Yeah, we got to. I got two lines open.
We must be off, because I don't hear anything.
Oh, he's still on there. He's still on there. I just looked.
He's still on? What the fuck? I'm trying to lock Tim House ass in.
I don't know why. You can't get in. You called.
You called, but it wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You can listen to Blog Talk, but I hit the one button and it don't say nothing. Something wrong with this motherfucker. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm ready, bro. Hey, Tim got big tires on, don't he?
Yeah. 33.
Oh, yeah. He should be ready for me.
Yeah.
What he got, a big motor in there or conventional here? Oh, fuck them. I don't give a damn about him.
What the
fuck? They even said fuck off.
Oh, Kimo calling me now. Hold on. Hell yeah, because me and Squinty's still on here. But it's still on my line. It just went dead.
Something wrong with it. The nigga
locked his computer fucked up or something. Kimo!
What up?
Damn, man, I didn't know you hated me that bad when you had to block my number and shit and my text.
Huh?
Yup, I just tried to call you about an hour ago and my shit blocked.
Your shit ain't blocked on my phone.
I just tried to call you and I sent you a text and it said something about being blocked. I don't know, I'm gonna read it to you. Kimo,
hey, Squinchy, Kimo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's happening, man? Hey, man, let me sneak in through the back door and see if I could open this shit up, because I guess he got kicked, Crooked Letter got kicked off the show. Hold on a minute.
Oh, okay.
Let's it's unable to receive messages blocking. Message blocking is active. And
hey,
what
I'm gonna do is open up lines, whatever lines are there.
I don't know, Spencer. You know what? I did get a few texts. It's like they hours late. What number are you texting, Scrunchy?
From I text you from my regular phone number.
Oh no, that phone I Nappy gotta go pay it for me. That one it ain't on right now. He supposed to pay it later on tonight, or he said he's going to pay it after 7, so it should be paid. I know, you can call another number, yeah.
Right.
It ain't blocking this. I'm out of town. I didn't pay it before I left.
Yeah, okay. You guys, me, Kim. I got 2 pounds and never pay the bills. That's what I have. Hey, listen, yeah, I come home, look, I said, I got $500 light bill, I think I paid that motherfucker. Oh, shit, I forgot, let me go pay his hoe. Right and right ain't paid that motherfucker.
Right and the motherfucker.
So you going to 41 Squinty or Miley?
Man, I
want
to go to mine because it's a
room.
You know,
if I can
lock, is it going to be run what you're going for real? Or Wayne just talking shit. No, for real. I'm trying to see, but how many motherfuckers they said candy crush them coming down the 41?
Yeah.
Yeah. First thing about 41, there be so much janky shit going on. And I'm a part of the world for that.
Yeah. That janky ass promoter is so by Joe.
Yeah,
damn. Hey, Larry, is your line open?
What the fuck is all on, man?
down and restart it up for me.
Okay.
All right. Give me about 10 minutes. We should have it back up in a minute. I don't know if you guys, if everybody else right. can hear what the hell's going on. All right.
Okay.